Blog Talk Radio.
Sugar thing, what it do? Tryna see if you wanna come through. A rose rendezvous.
A rose rendezvous.
A rose rendezvous. Got a bottle right here with me. And if you tryna come through, just hit me.
A rose rendezvous.
A rose rendezvous.
Girl, come by the crib, let's have a rose rendezvous. You had no idea of all the things I wanna do to you. Thought I'd been the bedroom to the kitchen table. Not trade songs, but I bet you all the neighbors gon' know my name the way you're screaming it out loud. Cocky on the phone, but tell me who's your daddy now. Cannons burning slowly, I can see your silhouette. 69 ways guaranteed to get you wet. I like to see you walking with them boys so it's on. Take it to the pain, now I'm dunking like LeBron. To get you in my bedroom, girl, it's my mission. First you climb on top of me and then we switch positions.
Sugar thing, what it do? Tryna see if you wanna come through. A rose rendezvous.
A rose rendezvous.
A rose rendezvous. Got a bottle right there.
We'll be on SPN, body tripping sweat as we slowly losing oxygen. Gonna bend it over, let me smack you on that ass again. Sex so good that she went and told all her friends. Way I gave it to her last night on my mattress. Head so good, she's something like a porno actress. Face like data fire, ass like Cherokee. By the time I'm done, best believe you gon' remember me. Beat it up so bad, girl, you gon' need insurance. With the rose, you know how we do it. Little faces you make every time I be smashing. Like Tupac, I get my ass a thug passion.
Sugar thing, what it do? Tryna see if you wanna come through. A rose rendezvous. A rose rendezvous. Got a bottle right.
I'll take you around the world.
not scared to say how I feel. Me and you gon' do what we want, how we want. Tell me all your fantasies, how you were made for me. What makes my love so deep for you? So tell me what you gonna do now. Everything's about you now. All I really wanna do now is love you.
What's jerking, man? Y'all already know it's a mister, baby. King 1033, Fat Food, that's me, G. This is Family Nation Forever Radio, Jerking 101, Volume 36. Let's break down these trendy phases and phrases and, man, hot topics, man. And we're going to blow a little steam tonight, man. Hey, appreciate all our listeners, man. We've been doing incredible numbers, man. We're reaching more and more people consistently. We're reaching more and more places consistently, man. Organically, it's all beautiful, man. There's nothing for us to feel any kind of way other than thankful and positive and motivated and inspired to keep pushing, man. A lot of people doubt people and a lot of people against you, but we realize, man, it's only one place. And it's only one group of mindset of people. Everybody outside of that, man, you jerking, rocking, and rolling. And that's what we're going to continue to do, man. So big shout out to Dubai and big shout out to Peru for coming on, man, and coming into the Jerkaholic Nation and listening and checking out the shows, man. I'm telling y'all, we're going crazy right now. Everything up this way. You did say we're going to get into a lot of talk tonight. And we're going to play some music, man. Just off some two songs, I kind of feel like I'm in the zone right now. Big shout out to DJ T-Litter. If you know anything about this radio show, you remember DJ T-Litter, man. Big shout out to DJ T-Litter, Corn, man. Big shout out to TJ and big shout out to Zerah, man. I love y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Life, everything. I've got y'all just like y'all got me. Now, we get ready to check this vibe. It's time to fucking go. We know the boss. Let's run it.
Oh, God, you got
me. If it ain't about me, it ain't produced well.
Run that shit out.
Run that shit up.
Run it up, bag chasing. Street nigga ain't got no patience. Stay down for the come up, came up. Crystal the same with the pain, no changer. Run it up, bag chasing. Real street nigga, hell no, I ain't playing. Still in the game, hell no, I ain't wait. Grind to the sun, hell no, I'ma run it up, bag chasing. Street nigga ain't got no patience. Stay down for the come up, came up. Grits is the same with the fame, no change up. Run it up, bag chase. Real street nigga, hell no, I ain't playing. Stealing the game, hell no, I ain't waiting. Grind to the sound, hell no, I'ma run it up, real go-getter. Graze on my head, but I'm still that nigga. Drake's in the field, don't pack no pistol. Nigga rob me, I'ma strap up a kitty. Back up a drill, everything on the scene. Then pop me a seal, I'm a codeine fiend. Just pop two perks, guess it's time to go to work. I'ma flip everything from the cream to the green. Got no rocks, no piss, no muss. Nigga had a lot of dog food, got a lot of buzz. Had a lot
lot of haters and I still got them. Yeah, got a lot of paper, still no whim. Yeah, got a lot of bills and I got enough kids. I'ma grind till I'm dead, I ain't stopping for shit. Got too many bills, nigga, no blue strip. I'ma grit till I die, cause my kids the shit.
Yeah, run it up, bag chasing. Street nigga ain't got no patience. Stay down for the karma. Came up gristed the same with the fame, no changer. Run it up, bang, chase. Real street nigga, hell no, I ain't playing. Still in the game, hell no, I ain't wait. Grind to shine, hell no, I'ma run it up. Run it up, run it up, run it like Forrest Gump. I want that paper, that power, no Donald Trump. I want that sour, look all on my hater face. Rest for 1 hour, back on that paper chase. I'm about to make a play, make sure my family straight. Pray I don't catch up, catch dress her to see my face. Send me straight back to the pen. That what he told me, he sent me again. That's why I'm dolo, I don't got no friends and no homies. Don't got no side chick, I swear I don't want one. Here for the long run, yo, run it up. Another song come hit, coming up. Run it up, run it up, bag chasing. Real street nigga, hell no, I ain't playing. Still in the game, hell no, I ain't waiting. Grind to the sun, hell no, I'ma run it up.
Run it up, run it up, bag chasing. Street nigga ain't got no patience. Stay down for the karma. Came up real to the same with the pain, no changer. Run it up, bang, chase. Real street nigga, hell no, I ain't playing. Still in the game, hell no, I ain't wait. Grind to the sun, hell no, I'ma run it up.
If it ain't about me, it ain't for you.
Why this beat so concrete?
I miss you never.
What is that?
gonna stop. If that's gonna come, don't think it's not. No, don't. If when it comes for me, don't cry. Don't. Cause I'm so real, I'm not gonna die. Cause the real don't die. That's gon' come, don't think it's not. No, don't. And when it comes for me, don't cry. Cause I'm so real, I'm not gon' die. Cause the real don't die.
Let the legend live on, like it did with my pops to me. I sprinkle a little magic on top of my seat. Thinking that I can have it, well, they not like me. A victim of tragedy to the streets. I know y'all gon' miss me when you remember me. Remember my style. How them ladies never diss me, they be digging my smile. And pour out a little Henny for me once in a while. And don't let my memories get you down. Family first, that's the model that'll never go wrong. First, first, for the fam, know y'all loving this song. And I know that when y'all hear it, y'all gon' see my face. And it's something even death can't erase. Y'all don't be sad, everybody gotta die someday. Please be glad I made it to a better place. Life's a piece of cake, I ate it whole. Maybe I'll even make it to be old, who knows.
One of these days my heart's gon' stop.
They not me. Who gon' love you like I love you? Make it say papi chulo. Others be hating because they not we. This love official and for real. I know your head to see me go. One of these days I'm gon' have to leave. I know I said we'd be together for eternity, but anything can happen. A buster could burn. I know you let it burn for me. Let it burn for me, baby. Yeah. Let it burn for me. Let it burn for me, baby. Let it burn for me.
One of these days my heart's gon' stop. Death gon' come, don't think it's not. No, don't. And when it comes for me, don't cry.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Cause I'm so real, I'm not gon' die. Cause the real don't die.
The real don't die.
Man, TJ, Corn, The Rock, I love y'all, man. You already know it's in my heart and it's forever, man, no matter what. For life, man. You got my number. Always asking about y'all. Always caring about y'all, man. Y'all are most of my motivation to keep pushing, man. Without y'all, this radio show wouldn't even be what it is right now. So I thank y'all and I salute y'all. Much love. I'll be coming to see y'all soon. Now let's
go. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo.
Why this nigga talking like he been at? We know who you really are. You ain't never seen it. You can say I'm on one, I'm out of my mind. I just do not fuck with you. Don't got time. Say I keep it player, yeah. Fuck it, man, I hate it, yeah. You must think I'm local. Can't you sense destruction, yeah? I been on my chill shit. Catch my vibe. Let me tell these niggas, get shit right. Keep it 100K, it's all I ask. You don't, we on your ass. Get a pass, my foot stay on the gas. That blow up gon' get you in trouble. Ain't no need to lie, bitch, save it for your mother.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it?
Pop the clutch, so I'm working. Treat that blue up, we don't want it. Buy a bottle, y'all can pull it. Bought some greenie, y'all can roll it. rollin', yeah, we on it, man. And we know that ain't you. Nah, I'm used to making moves. We was doing it back in school. Yeah, we on it, man. Femo Nation be the crew. Elevation, levitation, something I've been on since the youth. Yeah, we on it, man. Start calling me the goose, running touchdowns from the shoot. I ain't playing about my loot. People think I'm making scoot, from they shoulders to they boot. Making moves is what I do, 100K and that's the truth. You can't do it like I do, you ain't got it like I do. Hear me out, hear me out, get that blow up out of you.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Who they know up, we all know that, know up, we all know that, they ain't know up, we all know that, they ain't yo.
Shout out to my Femo Petty Mercy from the Petty Mercy Project. I see you, Femo. We getting ready to put him on the line here in a minute because we getting ready to speak that real shit and we going all the way up, man.
We stay jerking over here on our end. Bum, 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 bum. 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 Keep checking. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit. Stack it just to flip it with my cutter chick. Pocket change, foolish how we doing it. Living how we wanna, yeah, now who the bitch? Hey, Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, like dude, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style. Like,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle, house of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold, like that hug cut flow. From years of endo, outdo, and hydro. I'm zoning right now, and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug, just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. In that all black with the white shirt, I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep
it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it
jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking.
Jerkin',
they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerkin',
bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum.
They can't jerk like me.
Keep
it jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
Keep
it jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerkin', they can't jerk like me.
Drink it.
Like this stuff, G-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Something
about it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
been a long time, but I'm back now. Still carry the burden of booger death, so I don't smile. Just talk to my best friend, mama. She told me she's sick now. Years inside the pen really had me stressed out. Every time that I think about mama, I feel like I let her down. I gotta pick her up, I gotta make her proud. But it's so hard cause the streets keep calling. I'm doing everything I know to stay focused. Tell my little boy that his dad in life was sucker free. Concrete and another murder there'll never be. Tell my little boy that I'm the last of a dying breed. If he gon' thug it, but do it better than me. Go get that money and lie to them hoes. And whatever you write, throw that bitch on some foes. See you a gangster when they missing your name when you're gone. Call it a boss if you fall off in the hood. But I've been through so much drama. So much drama. I'm just trying to take care of my mama. Miss Mary. And that's for real. Say I went from the pen to the booth.
We bout to change the game. It's been a minute since prison. I overcame the chains. My partner did some fine sh- but I won't say his name. Just know I got that back in blood. I put that on the game. Now everybody wanna talk about Mac. Came from a long line of pushing that pack. Started with my n***a till he tried to get me whack. Caught a couple charges, I had to fight back. Nowadays, really wanna be rap. And I don't really get it, can't comprehend that. From the pen to the booth, I ain't never going back. From the pen to the booth, I ain't never going back. Murder your home, so homie, stay strong. And we gon' win, I promise you that. Remember back then, we were just kids, stuck in the pen, writing these raps. Now we in sweet, hit the stew every week. With Big Bro, I see E for the year 2-3, S-U-V, Big L-V, M-O-D.
So much drama, so much drama,
yeah.
I'm just trying to take care of my mama,
Miss Mary,
and that's for real. Say I went from the pen to the booth.
Man, what a hell of a way to start off this conversation, man. Start off this chop session, man. Chaps out to Murder featuring G-Mac the Band, man. Pin to the booth. That sucker right there go hard, man. So let's go ahead, man. We got to bring on the femo, man. Got to check in with No Money. Other than Champ himself, Teddy Martin, man. What's going on with you? 48
hours, femo. 48
yes,
hours.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Everything on the chessboard changes. And I've been sitting for a week since I shot the commercial, which you guys can go on YouTube to watch the commercial at the Teddy Murphy Project on YouTube. What's about to happen in 48 hours is unprecedented. And because, Famo, you know the journey. You know the story. We talked about this many, many times.
Yes, sir.
And yet, motherfuckers still want to come at your boy. And last night, actually, I take that back. Monday night, I made my video, and I stated, I'm done being nice. I'm done being humble. Motherfuckers is about to feel my fucking pain. And this started all the way Monday morning. And last night, See, I'm tired of the disrespect, Famo, from comics that don't even know your boy. And I went in.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nanny. You know why? Because cowards do need to be shown to the world. You see my video, Famo. It's on my Facebook. Justin Healy's a comic out of Omaha, Nebraska. He's a shitty-ass comic from what I've heard, because I did contact George Zilla. And George Zilla's been in the game for over 20-plus years. And George Zilla's the godfather of the comedy in Omaha, Nebraska. And George Zilla gave me the rundown on this motherfucker after this motherfucker had the audacity to disrespect Teddy Murphy by asking me, do I have herpes? Who the fuck goes around asking somebody some a disrespectful-ass question like that, Famo? You don't do no shit like that. So I made my video after I commented. I deleted his comments because, you know, he's a pussy. Because I went to his fucking inbox. And I told him, things like that, that you may think is cool, ain't cool to some. Because 95% of motherfuckers like me would take that as blatant disrespect. And we split your fucking, we will split your wig. Y'all gotta understand, people. Y'all can't be going around disrespecting people like that and thinking that nobody gonna holler at you. You think that shit's funny. That shit ain't funny than some. They will take that as disrespect. And as you've seen lately, there's a lot of RIPs and a lot of funerals. That been happening because somebody's had a slick mouth and they either got punched in it or they ended up getting their life taken. I went to that man's inbox, and when I got into his inbox, he's talking about, I got guns and all of this too. You need to find out who really killed Tupac and stuff too. Okay, that's racist. Right there, that's ignorance. And I went to his inbox. And I told him, Famo. He said, I ain't going to read this. I said, okay, read this. I'm going to come holler at you. Saturday. You know, he got nice real quick. He got nice real quick, Famo. And then he asked that stupid-ass question again. And I told him, no, I don't have herpes. Does your mama hoe? See, the thing is, Famo, we have put a lot of work in over the years. And we finally realized that the popular consensus don't like us. They see what we're doing. We're not competing with the popular consensus. The popular consensus is competing with us. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it. They can't stand to see, you know, Dubai listen to Famo Nation Forever Radio. They can't stand Peru. This is the Famo Nation Forever Radio. They can't stand that Guyana is listening to the Teddy Murphy Project. They can't they can't stand that Teddy Murphy is making a movie. They can't stand that Teddy Murphy is taking the ones that have been disrespected, the ones that have laid the groundwork for others to get opportunity. They can't stand it. They see it. Now, those who made fun of me and laughed at my pain last year, we ain't going to name who he is because he's a coward too. He on that blow up. Basically, he want to use people to get his views up. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't work. I'm sorry. You got the reputation of this person. It don't work. So basically what I'm saying is this. Everything that has been thrown at me, I have taken it in a ball of wax, lit the bitch on fire, and threw it right back at him. Now, in 48 hours, I'm going to put this shit and document it. What a lot of people don't seem to understand is that we're trendsetters. It just took a lot of people a long time to catch on. And now that they caught on, they can't catch up, Pamo. They can't catch up. They got to keep the narrative. The narrative that has divided the black community in America for a long time. Right. They got to keep up with the narrative. It's like keeping up with the Kardashians. That's bad for your health, ladies and gentlemen. That's bad for your entertainment soul. That's bad for your entertainment ambition. You got to get with the times, everybody. You got to be diversified. You got to be so diversified that you open up the doors for everybody. People are tired of the hate and the blackballing of those who are talented. They are talented.
Yeah, man.
People get tired of this shit. They get tired of the they get tired of the Facebook. They get tired of the Facebook beefs. People just want to do what the fuck they do and give it to the people. So let them give it to the people. Either you support it or you don't. Still, people like me, people like the mister, we don't give a fuck. But we gonna keep spitting that real to you. So pay attention. Class ain't done yet. You ain't graduated. Y'all still at the kiddie table.
And you know, man, because you touched on a lot of good things, Samo, man, a lot of some of the things that I was going to touch on, too. And some of them, that's what it is, man. A lot of people sometimes, you got to be careful who you're dealing with. You got to know who you're dealing with and how you deal with that person. You can't deal with every person the same. You can't say things to this person that might be cool to these group of people. You say it to this person over here, man, it might not be cool with them. So you got to understand who you're dealing with. You got to always, you know, take time to do your research and find out about people or have a conversation with them so you can kind of get a feel to, okay, this I can't say this type of stuff to this person because I can tell it to be disrespectful to them. Or, okay, I know I can say this type of things and this person ain't going to take it like that way. So, you know, that's what I would tell people when networking and even trying to build relationships, man, with people as far as in business and out here, know who you're dealing with and at least get a sense of who you're dealing with so that you don't say something that's disrespectful to that person. And then I know another thing, too, man, and it's a big one. I hear people all the time say this, man, and it's crazy to me what is people don't understand about levels. And, you know, I remember I had spoke about it on social media, man, like weeks ago. And, you know, ever since then, a lot of people run. You know how they do. They run and make their posts. And they try to make it sound positive. But you really what's going on is a hidden motive behind that positive post. That positive post is actually like a diss to certain people. So they diss them. They trying to wrap it with positivity so that others on social media and their friends and this can be more on their side. That's why people like that's blow up, right? That's what we call blow up. All right. So when it comes to these levels, what the thing that people got to understand is just all kind of different levels in life. You got levels of awareness. You got levels of consciousness. You got all kind of levels in life. And from a child, man, you know, we've been taught as humans supposed to stay on the same level as, you know, as you were if you was 15, then what you are if you 20, I mean, at 18. You ain't supposed to stay on the same level as when you 18 as you is when you 20. When you 21 and going to 39, you know, you should have jumped some levels in your life. Now, a lot of people want to put everybody on the same level, and I get what people are trying to say. Yeah, everybody with respect for the level that they own, but to say that everybody is on the same level just doesn't make any sense. And they only are saying that to jab at someone else who has elevated to higher levels than them. And the reason for that is they feel inadequate about the level that they're on, or they can't handle any certain people for whatever reason jumping levels in their life. Another reason, they don't like to give that respect, that honor, that recognition, or the awareness to other people who they might not kind of agree with. So if they don't really agree with you, they don't acknowledge your accomplishments, which is cool, no problem or nothing like that. But to make a statement and push it out, especially the artist, And to make artists say that, you got to be careful what you say, because what come out of your mouth is very powerful. So when you say, yeah, man, everybody on the same artist, same level, because we all in the same place. Nah, man, don't ever say that to yourself. Don't say that to yourself, because you're going to stop some blessings that's coming to you from outside of where you are, right? And that is nowhere a true statement to say that everybody is on the same level. If that's the case, everybody would have bags and bags full of money like millionaires, right? Everybody would be able to walk in whatever job they want. Petty Murphy, he could be the mayor tomorrow. I could be the city councilman or whatever the next day. That's not how it works, man. You people jump different levels in life, and usually that takes knowledge, education, some hard work, some dedication, and some a consistent drive. You got to have a drive. So when you do jump those levels, that's why people work their ass off. That's why people push, no matter what they're trying to do. That's why they push so hard, is because they want to jump to that next level. See, when we use these phrases to try to diss people, we tend to forget what we really telling each other. And a phrase like that is we all on the same level is very crucial in a negative way to the minds that it's being received to. Because, no, I've never taught any of my kids that everybody on the same level, because that's just not how life works. You dig? You get on your level. You jump your level. The next person beside you might be on level 10. You might be on level 5. It don't matter. You're going to get to level 6, and you're going to get to level 7. You know, that's what you focus on. But it is different levels. It's even different levels in life. We live in the United States of America. So to have different levels, that means what? You have your 1%, your people that's at the top. You hear them say middle class and blue collar. That's your other level. Then you say what? They say you're low class. That's another level. So to say these things as phrases, to use them as distance to other, it looks cool because it's social media. But then when you break it down, you like, dog, that doesn't even make sense. Because, no, that's why a student in the class can learn from the teacher. Because the teacher is on a higher level of education than the student. So how can we have the student who doesn't have the education of the teacher teaching his peers or her peers the education that the teacher would, and then really grasp the concept of it? Now, you got some smart-ass kids, don't get me wrong, man. My boys, man, with the talk, both of them very smart. I've seen them do some things without being taught, right? So I know kids do that. Baby girl, man, I mean, she was playing piano before he really being taught to play piano. She was doing her little thing at her grandma and them house. And as well as my other boys. But you look at it. If you don't really, how can I say this? I want to put it together, man. When you jump that level, it comes with different, you can say rewards, if that's how you want to look at it, payouts, if that's how you want to look at it, responsibility, if that's what you want to look at those ways. But that's what life is about. A life ain't about staying at the same level unless you're working to get to a certain level and you got there. Now, most people will say, hey, keep going, push the bar higher. But your level might be to a position where you're worry-free, stress-free, more peace, everything taken care of, everybody good, you cool. Why would you want to leave that level? I can understand. But if you ain't at that level, then guess what? That means it's level. And people have tried to twist that around and use it as a diss. And I don't like saying this terminology, but this is what people say, the crabs in the bucket mentality. When they see one person that is doing good, that's a form of trying to bring that person back down to where they at that might not be as far as them, and they say, well, we all on the same level. Now, as far as it being artists, signed and unsigned, that's cut right there. You on one level. This artist ain't signed. Does that mean that the one that's signed is better than you? No. It just means that's the level that they on in lay life or in nature is. Does it mean that the one that's unsigned is not as good? Hell nah. We prove that. People can prove that. Artists can prove that every time they drop a song. So we know that. Nah, man. It's just on a different level. At work, you got your manager, you got your entry level. So you come in at entry level. So to say that to a community that's grasping on anything that they feel like is positive feedback, and to wrap it and make it look like it's positive, is doing more damage than anybody that's standing up and speaking out about real, truthful shit that goes on. And if you do that, you hurt not only those around you, but those that you haven't even seen yet. Because that mindset is terrible to have. We don't teach everybody to stay on the same level. America has never even taught us that. Our history has never even taught us that. If everybody was on the same level, it would have been no reason to fight for equal rights. There would have been no reason to do any of these things. No, I don't want to disrespect nobody, but that is a crazy-ass thing to say. It's different levels, man, and you got to go through them different levels, just like grade one, first grade to 12th grade, all of them is different levels. Samo, just on that topic there, man, about the whole levels, and you know, like I said, I know people try to twist it up, and they try to get their positivity point from social media by really not being positive, but using, that's like using the scripture in a negative way to somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if that type of shit, that type of mentality is why there's so much division amongst us. And the reason why.
He's in contact with a lot of people, man. He got a lot of connections. He can talk to a lot of different people. He know people that's in different, various lanes, various industries, various avenues, man. And I be wanting to say this, especially when we do shows like this, so people can kind of get an understanding. This is we. It's not like, you know, there's people who only know a 4-mile area. No, you know, this is people who have experience personally. Whether communication or same city, whatever, with people from all over and all around, and have had the opportunity to talk to them, to get feedback, ask questions, and all this type of stuff. So when you hear, you know, those viewpoints and those sides, it's because, man, people didn't talk to people everywhere. People didn't research and found out personally from actual people that might not even be in your city how it goes. And I do want to say that because some people's mindset is, well, you get that city. No, man. We talk to people everywhere. We email and network with people everywhere, just like other people that's in, not us, that's in the same lane. You never know who they have talked to or who they have learned from personal experience. So passing that along, we can kind of see certain things because the same shit that you're doing with the in-crowd is the same shit that ain't working in the city that's major. But go ahead, Samo. I just had to let them know that, you know what I mean, to know what's behind you as well when we come and talk about these issues. I mean, man, we talk to so many people in the 9 years. It's ridiculous. But that's how we gather our information like a computer. But go ahead, Samo. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish getting on the
end
about
as I was saying, it's that mentality of those, of some, not all, that want to cause the division. Why? Why you want to cause division? When someone's in their lane, when someone's in their purpose, what's your motivation on doing that? That's what a lot of cats can't understand, can't answer. And when the person confronts them when they're going after, they want to bring everybody else in. You want to bring everybody else in. You want to create an audience. But see, here's the thing: you created the audience by basically bringing in those who believe in what you're saying those who do not believe in what you're saying. They can't believe what you're saying because what you're saying isn't true to those overall. That's the problem that I have with a lot of people in this entertainment industry and in life too. Some people believe their own damn hype, and some people have their heads stuck up their damn asses. And that's the problem. People want to believe the lie. A lie is the gospel, and the truth is blasphemy. And when I say this shit, people hate what they want to hear the most, and that's the truth. How the hell can you sit there and demand the truth and then hate it when people tell you the truth? That's the problem.
Exactly, and that's exactly like what you're saying. You can refer, especially like Remember Peggy, I think you was on the show when we talked about the seven levels of awareness. Now, to make that statement true or be accurate to say, hey, we all on the same level, it's a certain way you got to do it because see, the system has taught us to hide the truth and only give people like a little bit of knowledge. Right, like just give them a little bit of knowledge, but not really the full complete knowledge or not really the full complete sense or the full complete whatever, so they can get their own complete understanding. See, that's something that the system designed for us to give out each other information and knowledge by the pieces, so we never get the whole bag, if that's what everybody, you want to think it like that, you never get the whole bag, you just get little bits and pieces here and there. So to make that statement clear, to say that, hey, look, we all on the same level, then you can break it down because it's levels of awareness. It's levels of consciousness. Just go with those two right there. Now, if me and you are on the same level of awareness, then I understand it. We could be on the level of awareness that gets down to theory. This is level 6 of the 7 levels of awareness. When you apply steadfast discipline and see the desired results manifest, you will feel something you never felt before. Your life will start to shift, and you will want to do more of the same. You may have heard that experience is the best teacher. That's because experiencing learning is real learning. At this level, it becomes unnecessary to gather outside information. Let me read this again. At this level, it really becomes unnecessary to gather outside information. You know all the answers, and you know what you are looking for, and it can be found within. That's level 6 right before you get to level 7, which is mastery, right? So when people say these things, they actually using them as dishes to people who really are not on their level, even when it comes to the levels of awareness. Why? Because they say things that they really don't know what it means and understand. They use these terms so that it looks like it's cool, but it's actually used to hurt someone instead of teaching someone. Instead of teaching people what these things mean so that we know the education, so that we know the knowledge. Right? So when you say everybody's on the same level and you say, man, I'm on level 6 on the awareness, man. That's where I'm at in my personal life, man. And I say, man, you know what? I am too, God. That means we on the same level when it comes to the levels of the word. Now, if you ain't getting up grinding, pushing, working, doing what you got to do for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, it don't matter if it's selling socks. And big shout out, man, because we just partnered up, man, with a sock company, man. They'll be getting charity work, man. A lot of proceeds from their socks go to giving socks out to a lot of the homeless people, too, man. We're going to talk about that on another show. But, like, if you ain't getting up grinding, you ain't really pushing, you ain't really working for your goals, you ain't manifesting the shit that you after and the shit that you talking about, you are not on the same level as those who do. It's people who do things and work. It don't matter if you're better or more popular. You don't have the work ethic as these people. So they not on your level of popularity, but you not on their level of work ethic. I'm going to say that again. They might not be on your level of popularity or fame, but you're not on their level of work ethic and creativity, dedication, consistency, motivation. You're not on that level yet. So no, you got to be careful what you say to people, especially when it comes about levels. And I will never try to pass on and make people think that they should be stuck on the same level in life all their life. That is not living. Because what if you're on the level of chaos? You want to be stuck on the level of chaos all your life? Okay, you say we all on the same level. So if half the people on this side of the room is living in a life of chaos, and these people over here don't want to live in it, how does that theory work? How does that mindset work? No, it doesn't. It becomes outrageous to say. Because people will do certain things so they can increase the levels in their life so they can get that peace, so they can move away from the chaos or stay away from the chaos. People go to school and get degrees and learn more knowledge and education so they can get paid more than entry level. So I think that is one of the most dangerous, some of the most dangerous phrases that we can keep telling each other is that everybody's on the same level. Because people and a lot of artists are lazy already, and you know that. A lot of artists is already lazy as shit. Mm-hmm. So when you say certain things like, oh, we all on the same level, you might just be telling the artist, hey, keep being lazy, keep not pushing, keep not learning, keep not trying, just go in the booth, record, and don't do nothing else. So you got to be careful what you're doing and what you're saying and how you use these phrases. If you're using them correctly, they can inspire and they can motivate. But if you're using them out of hate or malice from your energy, it's going to always look crazy and silly. But then again, on the same instance, if you use those phrases like we all on the same level, then you yourself cannot put yourself above that level. I'm going to let Penny get it, but I'm going to say, I'm going to end it with just that one right there. If you say we all on the same level, then you yourself should never be seen putting yourself in a light that's better or higher than the level. If you do that, you're not standing or believing in the own shit that you say. That's why you got to be careful. That's why you got to be real. You got to be 100K, man. Can't be on that blow-up shit. You got to stand solid. You got to stand solid on the shit you say like that, especially when you're trying to teach other people, because it's crucial. Minds is crucial. So if you say everybody on the same level, you never put yourself in a position that appears that you're on a higher level. So you'll be stuck on the same level like you say everybody else is on. Don't make any sense, and it's not motivating. It's not motivating going to a classroom with kids and tell them, guess what, when you graduate and you go off to college, you can go do all of this stuff, and you're still going to be on the same level. Hell no, man. I'm going to tell no kids that shit, and don't tell no grown people that shit, because it's not true, for one, unless you're speaking about spirituality or religion. Then, yeah, our souls are always the same, right? You understand that type of stuff. But we're talking about in life and on this earth. It doesn't work. Tell me nothing, man. Your final thoughts on that topic.
It's honestly true. I mean, what's left to say? This is the shit that we've been preaching. This is the shit that we were taught. And we're giving this game to y'all. I want to keep saying that it's an even level playing field, but it's not. The reason why you say that is because most of these people are in that popular consensus. But see, we ain't a part of popular consensus. We here to change the whole culture. See, the popular consensus is only a small fraction of the entertainment scene. You still got a whole scene of artists and comedians and poets and musicians that don't think like you, that promote to people that don't know you. They basically promote to the people to where they introduce themselves and doors open up. Like they said, keys open doors. And networking can get you into doors that a college degree cannot. Networking can get you into doors that drug dealing, ratchetness, and all the other bullshit can't get you into. Sometimes you gotta play the corporate role. Sometimes you gotta be you gotta be corporate. What did Jay-Z say, Famo? I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So let me handle my business, Dale. That's why he's one of the richest, most powerful people in the world. He went from that corner boy drug dealing shit to where he's in the Forbes. He's on Forbes magazine. He's buying $295 million houses and shit. Why? It's because he elevated.
Sure.
That's what the Mister has done. The Mister has told you his story. We all know what he's done, the trials and tribulations he's gone through. And he elevated. The same thing I've done. Elevate.
Come on.
And if you elevate, and when you elevate to a level to where you cannot be reached, I tell people now I'm in God mode. Greatness on a different level. It's because everything that I have touched, whether it's that comedy stage, whether it was going into promoting, producing, podcasting, now I'm doing acting. It's levels to this shit, because the reason why they says levels to this shit is because you got to elevate. You got to grow. You got to learn. You got to understand. You have to listen. You have to shut the fuck up sometimes because you don't know it all. But all of that is about the elevation in your purpose. And when you do all of that, those keys of knowledge opens up the doors to your throne.
Oh, come on. And I tell everybody, anybody that's listening, man, even if you're listening on the replay, hey, bitch, that's how you salute. Go do it yourself, man. Go Google the levels, seven levels of awareness. Or just put in seven levels of or anything like that, man, and find out what levels it is out there that's dealing with life and dealing that can deal with you. Because you'll be surprised what you come across. But even if you just go with the levels of awareness, man, the seven levels of awareness. And you want to, well, when you get on there, man, your goal is to get to level seven. Your goal is to get to level seven, man, because level one is, and I'm going to speak, I gave you level six, which is, you know, experience. And that level six is real key to me, man, because that right there is what is hard for people to understand and to accept, that some people have more experience than you do. Some people, with the experience that they got, they might not have more than you, but with the experience they got can produce a better result than you, right? But working together with that can be a great situation. But working against it is just what it is, because a lot of people don't know how to be, like, say, a coach or assistant coach, right? They don't know how to look at the team and say, okay, that's the best running back, that's the best quarterback, that's the best wide receiver. No, they want to put the wide receiver as the quarterback, and they want to put the running back as the wide receiver, and they don't ever win no Super Bowls. That's how shit happens. The people who know how to put the right people in the right position go on and win championships. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, because they put their personal feelings towards people in the way of being able to determine who's the right person for the position, right person to join in with or connect in with to bring you in. And it goes along with not being able to respect people for who they are, the things they've done, and the experience they have. On that level six experience, man, is when you can have the discipline to see the desired result and manifest it, right? That's when you say with Petty. Petty Murphy and the tour, right? Petty Murphy visualized the tour. You want to bring it to reality, to some real shit. He visualized that, right? He's seen the results that he wanted. He's already seen how he would want it to play out all the way to the end. Now, it's all about manifesting it every step of the way until it's fully done with its manifestation period. And that's what's going on. That's what that is. It comes with a level of experience. Now, let's just say, I'm just throwing this scenario out there. Yeah, it's all kind of people that post all hate, all of this stuff. But at the same time, while all that's going on, with, you know, you look at it, creativity, creation, feeling, visualizing, and then manifesting. So all that, you know, the hating or the knocking, and all of the people would do to you, would do to a person, it really cannot stop the energy that you are applying out there. It's a lot of people that bad people on social media for speaking up and standing out and speaking the same things that other people want, But then you look at them and you look at those people that's doing it and you like, damn, so why are you against the people that's doing it and they're getting the elevation? They're getting the manifestation. And it's not happening in slow rolling. It's happening abundantly. So why would you continue to follow and listen and keep going off inside of that energy that you want to go against that? No. So that's going to keep you in a slow movement and a slow growth process. When you elevate your way of thinking, you elevate your way of your mental, then you can elevate the way that you understand how things work. And that's a big key, man. A lot of people do really not have a good understanding, but experience is something that should be honored in today's society, in today's time. It should be honored. It should be respected. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't have the experience to manifest certain things. They just ain't got there yet. They ain't on that level yet. They on level one, which is your animalistic level. Your first level of the level of awareness, where we're all born into an animalistic state, where in this state we react to whatever is happening around us. And at this level, we are in flight or fight mode, and we allow our current circumstances to dictate our life, right? So if things are going bad for you, and you allow it to dictate your life, then you still operating in that level one. As we get grown, as we grow, or as we mature, or as we go through certain things and we gain experience, then we understand a hardship is a hardship, the storm is a storm, and the sun don't shine. It's going to rain for a little while, it might rain for a few days, even a week, then the sun going to come, and the storm going to be over. See, that's not allowing a current circumstance to dictate our life in a negative way. So, again, levels. When you say we all on the same level, not entirely accurate at all, unless you're going to come with the knowledge and the education behind it. If you don't do that, you mislead the people. And that's what we got to stop doing. We got to stop letting people mislead us and our people. So if you say that shit good and you don't come with no education behind that shit or no information behind that shit, we're going to have to officially put you in the blow-up bowl. And once you get in the blow-up bowl, man, ain't no coming back from the blow-up bowl. But we're going to put you in the blow-up bowl for sure, because that's coming, man. We're going to get some shirts made for the slow blow-up bowl, because we're getting ready to start mixing a lot of people up in the blow-up bowl, man. So maybe they can see this shit real over this way, man. Education, information, man. Inform. If you're in a power and position to teach, then that's what you really do. We got enough people out here faking people. We got enough people out here not keeping it real. We got enough people out here can't keep it 100K. So if you got anybody that's inspiring to be better than what they is, teach them if you know it. Don't give them no half bullshit, man, because that's going to come back to hurt them when they get older or when they start moving to different levels. Let them know the real deal. That's how I look at it. Tell me what you feel, family. What you got going, what you feel like, man. Do you feel like a lot of artists, man, kind of listen to other artists when they say that, and they be like, oh, nah, man, we all on the same level. You know them artists that ain't really been doing nothing, and then they get around their homies who really been working, who really active and really been putting that work in, but they kind of, you know, like jealous that he been doing it, he getting shine. They ain't really been putting no work in, but they got hot music, and they like, nah, man, you know, we all on the same level, because, you know, you ain't no millionaire, I ain't no millionaire. What do you think about that mindset? Do you think that's someone that an artist should keep around them?
Fuck no. Because it's cloud chasing. That right there, Famo, is the fucking definition of cloud chasing. And we basically have studied a lot of people that have come our way. And we can see how they move. We can see what they're about. We can see you. All right, we see you. It's like, you only take pictures with the camera with the fucking stars to make yourself look good, but what the fuck are you doing? Where you shows at? Where you DJing at? Huh? Where's your residency at? Where's the next gig? How can I get plugged? Like, people look and say, how can I get plugged in with such and such? Then you come up with shit. Well, shit, I can put a good word in for you whatsoever. But then again, you don't got the damn word to put in. That's that bullshit.
Yeah.
That is the true definition of doubt chasing.
Yep, I agree with you. And you spoke on something else about humble. And man, Samo, I'm glad you brought it up, man. And you know, I'd always, if Samo is useful, he knows. We always tell each other, man, to speak how we feel on any topic. Either one of us want, either one of us to touch on anything. We know that for 100%. Oh, yeah, he's going to speak how he feel on it, or he's going to give his truth on it, how he feel it, how he feel it. And that's what teams do. And you have brought up humble. And see, that's another one. That's another one that people throw out there sometimes to, as like a diss to people who have who coming out of a humble stage and going into the other stage, or that's a way for them to diss people who they see shining, and just because they are telling others about their success, telling others about the level that they jumped, sharing in their testimony with everybody else, people to say, ah, man, Tukaki, you need to humble yourself. But they don't even say, hey, when you was down to nothing, when you were stripped from everything, when everything was taken away from you and you were stripped down to nothing and had to rebuild, you had to go through a humbling process. So this must be you coming out of it. You're shining like new diamonds, so you stayed true to what you were supposed to in your humbling process, and when you came out of your humbling process, guess what? Your ass started coming up. Shit started working like this. This started popping for you. This started popping for you. Your name started growing. Your product is popping. All of this shit is going wild because when you was in that humble process, you paid your dues. When you was in your humble process, you did what you were supposed to do. So what people see is, they see a lot of people, like you said, Samo, who coming out of that. Nah, you went through that humble process. You proved you can be humble. You proved you're doing this for your from your heart. You proved you're a solid person. Now you went to that smashing level. And that smashing level means you rolling. You rocking and rolling. Things is popping. You manifesting shit. Shit is rocking and rolling for you. People will tell you to humble yourself in that stage. Because they see your greatness. They see you manifesting things in your life. And when you share it for somebody else to be motivated and inspired so they can do it themselves or even know that it can be possible, like you said at the beginning of the show, they hate it. They hate it that you even have people looking at you or listening to you or whatever it is. You can even put those motivational words into, and then they can look at you and look at your journey and say, you know what? Shit, that shit might be right, because I see them doing it. I see them steady booking shows and booking events. I see them steady working with different comedians and different artists and different people that's outside of their lanes and people at the top and people at the bottom. I see what they're saying. I see them manifesting it, versus a person is telling you we all on the same level and you ain't seeing it. You ain't seeing none of that motivation around them. And it's okay. It's okay because I learned this when I picked this up in life, right? Even if you don't see that around you, if you get around somebody that you can see that around for the real intention and for the real purposes and from the real way, guess what? That's just a little bit of spark you need for you to start manifesting stuff in your life. But a lot of people are afraid of it. A lot of people hate it. But that's a lot of the problem. We ain't on the same damn level. Depending on what you're talking about. If you in the first grade, and I'm in the first grade, hell yeah, we on the same level. But guess what? If I'm making all D's and F's, and you making straight A's, I'm not on your damn level. And right now, and what we do, straight A in the report card looking good in the motherfucker highway. What about y'all report card? Is y'all report card looking good? Is you manifesting what you want to for real in your life? The things that you doing, are you seeing elevation? Are you seeing expansion? Are you seeing the fruits? Are you seeing the growth? You too worried, focused on the one that came out of nothing and started getting something. So while you being focused on that, shit, you can't manifest the shit around yourself for real, for real. Because you looking at people, you seeing them shining like new diamonds, and you think they doing that to shit on people. You ain't understanding this person one day had nothing. This person one day had nothing. This person one day lost it all in a flood, in a fire, in a relationship, in a death, anything like that. And they lost everything. But it was something that they believed in. It was something they grabbed hold to and said, you know what, I want to be great in that. And they put everything they could into that. They might have slacked here and there, but they went hard and they put in the time and they paid dues to the energy that they was after. So when it started coming, they started sharing that story with others. How can you tell people to humble themselves when you know that person already proved that they humble? They already showed they humble, even in the good times and in the bad times, they already been showed it. You want them to come back down? You want them to come back down to what they already picked up and learned from? They learned it. So now it's time to push them on to the next level. And the next level is you take that humbleness and you use it as an asset to who you is. That ain't some shit you go let and then be like, all right, I'm just going to let everybody step on me because I'm humble. No, man, that's a tool. That's a weapon. When you pull that humble weapon out, when it's time for you to use that weapon. When it ain't time for you to use that weapon, you put the damn humble gun back in the holster. Because if you go to the gunfight and it ain't a humble gunfight and you pull out the humble card and the humble gun, guess what? You're going to lose. That humble shit don't work with you in the damn ocean with sharks. Now, I'm going to be humble. I ain't going to look like basically they're going to eat your ass. You got to put your weapon for the right battles and the right wars. That's why they said, when God said, he'll give us a sword, he'll give us a shield. Learn how to use your shield when it's needed. Learn how to use your sword when it's needed. Just like in anything else. Football coaches know how to pick the right perfect play to beat the defense beat. Because they know your damn secondary ain't shit and they slow. So we're going to throw a long ball. He can't catch our wide receiver. Our quarterback, the top quarterback in the damn seat in the conference and in the NFL, he's going to make that pass. We're going to make the touchdown. Y'all go home. It's common sense, really. So, man, don't let nobody tell you that. And don't feel bad if you're on a lower level. Don't feel bad if somebody else shining and you ain't really shining like them. Focus on the shine in your life. Focus on the things that you have got better at. Focus on the things that you want to accomplish. And you start accomplishing them little by little, however you need to. And then that's what you look at. And you say, you know what? I remember when I couldn't do this. But now I can. I remember I couldn't say this. But now I can. I remember I didn't have this level. It was a time when we did not get 60,000 listens in a matter of days organically. But we were at that level. It was a time where one episode wasn't at 100,000 listens and pushing, well, actually, I'll go ahead and say like 200, but whatever. Just by one episode, we didn't have that before. So we weren't on that level before. Now we is. Now we got multiple episodes getting ready to cross into great, what I call superstar numbers, because I be watching other people's YouTube and shows and shit, and I be seeing 60,000 views, 70,000 views, 126,000 views, and then when we start putting up numbers like that, it's like, oh, okay, so, but like Kay said, others see that too. Everybody ain't gonna like it. Everybody ain't gonna love it. A lot of people gonna hate it. And those are the only people that don't want you to be yourself. Everybody else wants you to keep being exactly who you are because you have to be who you are. And it's working for you. And if it's working for you, why stop? Why give it up? If it's allowing you to be in a position to not only help yourself, but help other people, I don't see nothing. Why give it up? Hey, keep doing what you do. Even if you're doing some shit that I said, don't do it. You're doing what is working for you and helping you to help you and everybody else around you. Why stop it? Keep doing what you're doing. That's all it comes down to. That level shit is a mindset, man, that people play with you to make you feel like you're meant to do it. Don't let them do it. You will hear a lot of people say, yeah, man, y'all are on the same level. Nah, dog, I ain't. Some people don't know how to wash clothes. You might do. That means they on the same level as you when you walk in the laundry, man? Hell no. Don't make it. But that's what it is. Come on, we got to get into a couple songs, man. We done soft-faced ass fuck with the hot topic, man. But that's what they going to get, man, when you rocking and you listening. And me and Teddy Murphy, man, jump on the show, especially when we both on the show, man, too much, too hot to handle. So we'll give it to you raw and uncut and uncensored every single time. Femo, you ready to jerk out for a minute?
Let's jerk out for a minute.
Man, let's get into it, man. Bitch ass out to KC. We getting ready to go in the Got Money Boys, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Bitch ass out to my cousin, man, my OG Femo. Ecstasy, Mr. So Heavy, man. Big shout out to Fatty the Driver out there in KC, man. This that Southside remix. Let's run into that.
Hey, Fatty the Driver, nigga. Snapping, nigga. Shout out Oak Cliff, nigga. Hold up. Pockets on Doughboy, rims on Tractor. I drop C's on your head. Green Bay Packer, your baby mama hit. She got a clapper, standing ovation. I had a clapper. 707 LSY WX6 are the LS box. I was all in Arizona trying to mail this box, but I threw it in the trunk cause the mail got hot. Hey, that was back in 12. I had them bricks in mid-grade, nigga, vacuum sealed. I got them back to Kansas City, back on bills. In that black Harley truck was my trap on wheels. Don't mention my name unless cash involved. Pippin ain't dead, I sold ass and all. Never stingy with the rock, see I pass the ball and put niggas on his feet like a plastic ball. I'm just talking my shit though. I slide through Oak Cliff and fuck with my kinfolk. Ain't nothing changed but the greater than endo. I got that straight A and Doug Hunt Nintendo. Born in 87, I'm OG. Back in 03, we rode with four heaps in that bucket Skylark running from the police with them SKSs the size of Mo 3, ha!
This is AMK, we grinding global.
Whenever we get the chest, we do it big.
feet. Say we do it big, we going up, looking good. So fresh, so clean. Every time they wanna show, we slide, we're causing a scene. We gotta do it B.I.G. Better than Big Sean, we're a team. Down for each other, together we go through it all. But for me, I'm just trying to create a hit song. I ain't really into all the jabber making this song. I'm full of hunger, but I don't want the beast. I'm a vegetarian, but I'm still eating poetry. No matter what it is, I'm chasing after the finer thing. All day, all night, getting no sleep. But different food, I'm hungry for genocide. I'm fixing all these haters of Ice Age in the wintertime. Eating cakes off haters, but only when it's dinner time. And dessert breakfast and lunch and all them other time. Kind of accident prone, I pretty much had an accident. I'll be taking crops cause I'm really off that laxative. It's like a lion off the leash, running hungry off the feast. Running wild in the streets, boy, I do it B.I.G. Whenever we get the test, we do it big. Similar to Rio Braves, we're in California. See me going up, looking good, so fresh, so clean. Every time they want us, we'll be flying through causing a scene. Whenever we get the test, we do it big. We do it big, we going up. We get so fresh, so clean. Every time they want to show, we slide through causing a scene. Whenever we get the test, we do it big. Ain't they, we do it big, we going up. Looking good, so fresh, so clean. Every time they want to show, we slide through causing a scene.
intentas el fondo. Bailando pega y tú no respondo. Yo sé que te gusta y te gusta tanto que te asusta. También sé que esta magia no se encuentra fácil. Tan rica parece increíble como me tiene.
Got to go, cut the money. money keeps coming. All my girls gotta go, cause the money keeps calling.
Devil make another one, two. Here I go again, floating like Gilligan. Project Visa skipper of this money shipper, flipper. Honest dollar to a honest million. All that's baby mama looking main with her cheerian. Billy Goose, double R's, I'm just in the backseat. Project used to run them streets just like a track meet. Crack me, pipe, then put it to your lips. You do that in my day, your whole life was over with. Thank God for his grace, had mercy on the kid. Got me living through Maine like I never did. Guns cocked, mask on, I ain't gotta go that route. Them blessings God got my bank account and my pockets real stout. Damn.
I started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to this, that it won't stop callin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to this, that it won't stop callin'. I started out broke. Nine ballin', yeah. I'm tryna make one point, that's a free throw. I ain't got time to be beefing, that's the ego. Great time, fight, know the fight, like Carlito. Dreams to live large, like a car with Boquito. Street so mean and the blocks go cold. Swear cold, baby, head bowed, broke with his gold. From the shot, swear, jump, no faith, live old. Got the pressures, that parole, got a change, yeah. One of my best friends called me from the pen, said, where the f*** you been? He replied, 23 and 1, and got him doing 10. His mama died, but they won't let him out, so he cut a den. And his son, acting up in school, he put that on the fin. Lesson learned, man, these streets are vicious, that ain't no pretend. Every night, praying, pray to God, he hope he make amends. Sad daddy, said he proud of me, making a meal again. Was dead and sad, and me and Project Pat made him feel again.
I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to this, that it won't stop callin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'. Just used to this, that it won't stop callin'. I started out broke, nine ballin'.
Holding the weight of the world, we made it through it all. The aspects against us, we keep on trucking through like a pickup. Came from the block to a bitch, chase it back to the end. Keep your heart, keep your head, we gon' make it. God made a way for us. There ain't no way in the world. Ain't no way in the world. We made it through it all.
If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch, but I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch, and that's no blow up. 100K all day, and that's no blow up. For the talk, we ride. Everything stay jerky,
act like you know what.
All I'm saying, stop playing with that blow.
I've been riding daily, collecting payments. Act like you know you owe me something. Don't you want from me, cause I see ghosts, you not my family. Don't cross that line, I'm like them pistols, keep that blow up. I don't got time, don't wanna hear it. 100K is all I talk, what you know about it.
Be a blessing like the blackbird, you heard about it. Class A shouting, meet me in my chamber. Let me see your body moving.
I don't tolerate no whole shit, I'm not for your shit. They screaming wild crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch. Make no blow up, 100K all day. Fuck the talk, we ride.
No blow up.
Everything stay jerky.
Act like you know up.
All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. I'ma always be the nigga. Just remember that shit. If I want your bitch, I can take your bitch. But I ain't worried about a hoe.
I don't tolerate no whole shit. I'm not for your shit. They screaming YL crazy, TK like no shit. I've been at it making moves, yeah, your boy been focused. I pick money over hoes, send you something, no bitch.
That's no blow up,
100K all day.
That's no blow up,
fuck the talk, we ride.
That's no blow up,
everything stay jerky.
Act like you know up.
All I'm saying is stop playing with that blow up.
YL Dallas, Mississippi, with that no blow up right there, man. Now check this out, man. One thing I wanted to touch on before we get up out of here. This whole page and asking people to like the page and that type of stuff, man. And I understand when it's people that, you know, say don't really got, say, another page, or they don't got, you know, they just normal people don't, you know, we all know, but they don't got no page. They ain't got nothing like that going on, no business or nothing like that, right? So I know, and I'm speaking personally, I know my following, who I'm following with, then grew, right? Because people always asking me to like their pages, sending me invites to like their page, and that's cool, man. But what ain't cool is asking people to do this shit, and then they go and do it to show you support and to show your page support and all that good shit, right? But your ass don't take the time out to go do that in return. You know, it just baffles me how many people push for others to have likes and have their page and all this good shit, which it don't bother me at all. I mean, none of me killing it. But it's just one of those things that's kind of funny to me because, you know, you push for certain people's page to get these likes, and these people are not liking other people's pages. You know, if you say that people are together, you say it's unloved, you say it's mutual respect, then if that person's going to like your page, why aren't you going to like that person's page? Why are you not going to like them people's page? You know what I mean? It doesn't really kind of make any sense, man. It kind of almost gets to the point to where it's like, now that game it needs to have a different mindset on it because you ask it for this, and you can go to like 100 pages. And out of them 100 pages, probably none of them will like your page back. So what does that do for you? You know, or what are they even showing you for taking the time out to go like their page? They showing you that even though you took the time out to go like their page, they not going to take the time out ever to go and like yours. There are some people you need to cut ties with. This is why my friends list and my follower who I'm following with always stay short. Right now, it's like, you know, only at like 4.1 people that I'm following, and that's the highest that I ever let it get to, right? Because I'll go through a process where I'll start trimming people. I don't really care about numbers when it comes like that because on the platform that matters, the numbers are amazing. The numbers are jerk-tastic, just like the Petty Mercy Project. The reach is out this world, the numbers are jerk-tastic. So when it comes to things like social media now, I can give a damn about having 5,000 friends and shit like that because without those, still doing better numbers than people who do have those. There's some people who have those numbers. So it's just all about you and yourself, right? But for me, I don't care about that. But I'm not going to continue to support the page and support the things you got going on. And some people, man, it's been, you know, years, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you like, damn. And you go see that you ain't never liked my page, but here I am liking posts on your business page and, you know, doing these type of things on your page, but it doesn't never come back. That's the type of energy you got to cut off from around you, man. People going to get mad. They're going to say whatever the hell they got to say because they don't like standing on the truth. And at the end of the day, you got to cut them, man. We went through this years ago, man, when we started removing a lot of those stuff away from us, man, and people couldn't understand, oh, man, this, oh, man, that. Now, man, you got to. Sometimes you got to. And when it comes to the page following, I tell people all the time, man, I don't have no problem liking people's pages. Sometimes I done went through and I done posted, what, 50 pages that I done had to go through there and like because I get those that many down there every day, right? So the thing about it is, if I done like at least 1,000 people's pages and my list should at least went up with my like following at least 500, if not, man, that is not the type of way that I move. It is not the type of way the nation moves. And that's not what I'm after. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is connecting in with people that have that mutual respect for the situation. I've come to find out that as long as it stays like that, everything is everything. Soon as you get outside and then start fucking around with people that don't got mutual respect for the situation, you start dealing with snake shit, you start dealing with fire shit, you start dealing with a whole list of other bullshit. But when you're dealing with people that have mutual respect for the situation, you don't even have to be like-minded, and the situation can come out like it's supposed to. And that's what I choose to do. That's what I choose to do. So all that follow, man, follow my page and invites and all of that stuff, I respect it, salute, but in the same token, push that much harder to for people to like my page or for you to like my page. So that's how I play. That's how I play the game on this end when it comes to that. I'm not liking no more of your damn pages unless you don't like mine. Because what we do and what I'm doing is just as important to me as what it is that you're doing. I got people depending on me to be financially at a position and a resident at a position with what I do so that I can help them. That I can take care of them, buy them things, or pay bills, whatever the case may be, right? So what we do is no less important than anybody else's. That follow for follow, now that shit, man, is starting to get played at because people are not real and solid no more. Everybody wants that shit for them, and they get it, and they do not return or reciprocate the energy. So we cutting that shit off. You need it. Because that's what we do, man. 13, 2023, this is our summer. It's just 13 season. You did all season long, man. We're going to run this shit in the next year, too. But we smashing and we mashing and jerking on the jerk zillion, jerk skills, jerkily, man. Ain't nobody stopping and ain't nobody blocking. It just has rocking and rolling. Petty Murphy's project, that's Femo, man. Y'all already know officially affiliated. And that's another thing, man. A lot of people, a lot of y'all ain't officially affiliated. But you want the perks. And you want the love of people and companies who are officially affiliated or officially a part of Femo Nation in some way. That don't work. You can't do that. I tell people all the time, man, what sense do it make for Petty Murphy to go and build something with somebody else from scratch if it's never going to benefit the things that he's already put all his time, I'm just using them as an example, he's already put all his time, all his sacrifice and everything into. If it's going to put him in a position to where he can't even mix that into the mix, what's the benefit in it for him? No, the benefit in it is to be for the motherfucker who is getting a situation created a part of that. And then none of that going back to what he didn't sacrifice for. I'm not that type of person. We don't get down like that and we don't rock and do business like that. All of us being sacrificed and all of us being grind. So no matter what levels we all on, we all have sacrificed some level of something to be on that level. So if any of us take out the time to extend our love, extend the olive branch, any of that type of shit to another, to a fellow person inside this entertainment lane, just be mindful, be respectful, and add that energy back into the game and stop blood trusting the game. Go ahead and return that like. Go ahead and return that follow. Go ahead and return that support. Because the shit getting old, man. Shit, what it ain't like niggas needed, because what does that shit really matter? You know what I'm saying? What does it really matter? Because 4,000 people following, or me following 4,000 people that don't respond, that don't interact, versus jumping on the radio show and reaching over 100,000, reaching over 20,000, reaching over 18,000, reaching over 800, reaching over 100, it's more beneficial to do this. And that's what I tell folks. It ain't about what you think and what's always beneficial that works for you. Motherfucker, I got a standard, and I work with in alignment of what I'm after. And if it don't align and it don't match up, dog, I got to, you know, push on. And that light for light shit, that the follow for follow shit is not working. It doesn't work. I don't see it to work. So I can't get that like that no more. Teddy Murphy, your thoughts on that real quick.
I feel the same sentiment. You know, a lot of people want us to like their pages, want us to go on to their, you know, their shows and, you know, share their shows and tag us in events and shit that really, that does not mesh. You know, they want that energy, you know, and you can't get that energy back. And yeah, I'm like you. I'll like, I'll share, I do all that shit. But when it comes to my platforms, and when I coincide with this, if I can't get you, and I'm going to say this shit. Give me a second here. I'm scratching my ear. I'm going to say this shit. And it goes to artists that want to get their music played. If I can't get a fucking audio drop to have people, let people know where you're, to find your music at, where I got all these countries worldwide on multiple platforms, where in one country, I'm in the top 200 according to Apple Podcasts in a country. And you want to get your music heard.
Come on.
But you can't follow that simple direction. I can't fuck with you. I can't rock with you like that way. That's not support. Basically, what you're doing. Basically, what you are doing is you're basically using me. And my influence, you're using the mister and his influence to further your bullshit. No.
Yeah.
Take that shit and elsewhere.
Not show the proper respect to the people you try to use to give you some influence. That shit don't make sense to me, man. Go ahead, somebody. That shit just don't make sense to me.
And you know, I said this. I got a lot of love for people that have come my way, that have put in work just like I have.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, like I said earlier, I'm going to go back to what Jay-Z said. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So let me handle my business. Damn. When you come to me and want to get your music played, holler at me. We're going to talk business. Ain't no friendships in business. You can either make friends or you can make money. You can't make both. But when it comes to that level, when you have a level of respect and admiration, you amongst each other before it becomes business, you have to have the same mindset and that same respect in business.
What?
You want your friend to support you, you got to support them back. And like I said, you know, we interviewed John Michael Ferrari and Dave Nuda last week. Did you know, Sammo? I ain't said nothing. I talked to Pepper J, who's the manager of John Michael Ferrari. Do you know that Pepper J watched the show? She listened to what we were saying. She said she liked what we had to say. She's been following our shows. She loved Danielle DeAnda's body conversation. We had the conversation last Friday before we went to shut the commercial.
Y'all
know that I'm going to be working with this woman to take the As Petty As I Want to Be tour out west? She gave me some key nuggets on how to move to make this happen. And guess what? It's about to happen. And that's because of one person. hit me up. While I was in Las Vegas, that's Mr. Caden Gordon. Mr. Caden Gordon is sending. I have a list of interviews from people that he has sent me to get interviews and a lot of the music I have not gone through. It's because of my schedule with the filming of this movie. But what I have done is taken time out. When I have a little bit of time, I will go through those emails. I will talk with these people. I will let them know what's up, and I will set everything up. That helps me. That helps them. I didn't even know this man. This man contacted me while I was in Las Vegas. And this man and I talked business. And I told him what I needed. Hey, there is a rotation fee. It's a one-time fee of $25. Basically, they got to submit an audio drop alongside the MP3 away file through the PettyMurphyProject@gmail.com. Set up an interview request. Boom. He sent the money.
Boom.
He sent me the money.
Yeah.
I never met this man. This man lives outside of Boston, Massachusetts. But the man see the work that I was putting in. And now he knows what the Mist is doing. He knows about Famo Nation Forever Radio. He knows about Project Jerk. You see how the universe works? You
That's
see
how
that
works.
Reciprocal
That's
energy works?
Yes, sir.
Because Famo gave, because Famo, the Famo Nation, gave me the Petty Murphy Project. I have played Brain Gang's album, The Return. They paid me to do it. I had tracks. I have tracks. I had the album before the album was released worldwide and played on the Petty Murphy Project, bits and pieces, and then I still played it worldwide when the album was released. They paid me to do that. That energy goes back. You got to give that energy back. And now look how the universe is working for all parties involved. A lot of y'all don't get that shit. So when I say artists, do not send me music videos of your YouTube. I don't want that shit. I'm tired of watching YouTube videos. You want to get my attention with your music? Send an audio drop alongside your MP3 or WAV file to the PettyMurphyProject@gmail.com. You want to get an interview? Submit that alongside the email as well. You will be seen not only on Facebook Watch, but on YouTube,